Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Kyle Mullen, who's the editor of the MERS newsletter. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing well. What'd you do this weekend?
I went golfing this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, I was out in Canada. It rained most of the time, but, you know, you get wet, and, you know, it didn't hurt my golf game because it's so terrible anyway. It's hard to hurt a golf game where you're hitting 70 for 9, you know?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Tiger Woods found his game and won yesterday at the Memorial. So
yeah.
Somebody's playing well.
Yeah, it's good for him.
Tell us about Thaddeus McCotter. This is a breaking news story on MERS.com, MERSnews.com. Tell us about it.
Well, Thad McCotter is the incumbent congressman from the 11th Congressional District, which is parts of western Wayne County, and now it goes up into Oakland and the Novi area and kind of loops into the Bloomfield Hills area and so forth. And he's the guy who filed those signatures that the Secretary of State found out to be basically photocopies of last or 2 years ago's petitions. And they said that you only have 244 signatures, and you need 1,000 to make the ballot. So guess what? You don't make the ballot. Well, the Attorney General's investigating because it looks like there was fraud involved. And he said that he was going to run a write-in candidacy. And he announced over the weekend that he is not going to pursue a write-in candidacy, and that this is going to be his, you know, he's not going to run this term. He may come back later, but he's not running this term. And that creates an open seat here for the Republicans and potentially the Democrats.
So who do you see jumping into that race?
Well, already we have a former state senator named Lauren Bennett who is interested in the race. There's been some talk about a former state representative and former U.S. Senate candidate named Rocky Raskowski getting in. But, you know, I've been covering Rocky for 10 years, and I still can't spell his name right. So writing in Raskowski is going to be would be a challenge. And, you know, from a logistical standpoint, I mean, that is a concern. And so I don't really necessarily see him getting in, but we might have another Oakland County person getting in on the Republican side. There is a name on the ballot, Tony. His name is Kerry Bentifolio, and he is a former Vietnam vet and a former vet of the recent Iraqi war, if you can believe that. And in the Iraq war, he got helicoptered out because he got injured and was in rehabilitation for 6 or 7 months. He's currently a teacher at Fowlerville High School. And, you know, he's kind of that Tea Party ilk. He likes Rand Paul and Justin Amash and believes in limited government and, you know, cutting down on government spending. So I don't know if he's hired any professional help yet, but, you know, he's on the ballot, and that's 75% to 80% of the battle. And he's certainly getting a lot of phone calls right now to stay in and, you know, run a decent race to allow the Republicans a shot to keep that seat.
Is this a huge political blunder?
Oh, it's just
bigger than anything you've ever seen?
Oh, it's almost historical. It really is. It's almost historical how big of a screw up this is. I mean, to be a sitting member of Congress and to allow your campaign shop to create such to run such a fluent of law. It's just amazing that somebody would try it and think they were going to get away with it. I mean, he admits he was asleep at the switch on this to allow this to happen. But, you know, and I think that has something to do with why he dropped out, Tony. I mean, if you can't manage your own shop and make sure that you've got competent people mailing in or sending in 1,000 valid signatures to get you on the ballot, should you even be on the ballot in the first place? I mean, that's a real valid question, and folks have been asking that ever since this story broke. It just shows a lack of commitment and taking this seriously and handing it off to people who are going to play games with the Secretary of State. I mean, that should be a real concern for any voter. You know, I mean, if I lived in the 11th district, why would I write in your name if you couldn't even, pass around signatures to get yourself on the ballot in the first place? It's just a historical screw-up.
Did he drop the ball on this because he was trying to run for president?
No, I don't think so. I think he just got lazy and just kind of took it for granted. You know, when you're in office for such a period of time, you know, you just things kind of run on autopilot. You just, you know, things can just, you know, things can just happen. And it goes, I think, for any career. You know, anybody who has been in a job for a long time and you just take things for granted, things run on autopilot, and just stuff happens. And it's an enormous screw-up. And that's why you got to be on the stick. You got to take your work seriously and you know, make sure all your I's and T's are taken care of. And if they're not, this kind of thing happens.
All right, I know you have to run. We're going to shoot you an email, see if we can get you back on tomorrow. I want to talk about the school bus and the education budget for the state of Michigan, as well as some other topics. So we'll let you run now. Kyle, thank you so much.
No problem, Tony. Take care.